behalf of the Alaska Department of Education, welcome to Alaska's oldest continually operating museum. This octagon that you're standing in first opened to the public in 1897 as a museum and has continued to operate as a museum.
Patrick Lynn's business card describes him as a cultural artist. He paints and carves both wood and jewelry, but his vocabulary is based in the utilitarian and beautiful world of the Aleut people. The simple tools of the Aleut, spears, paddles, and their elegant skin-covered kayaks, known as baidarkas, are art all on their own. The first of more than 15 artists scheduled to work in this summer's Native Art Demonstrator program, Lind today is primarily a teacher for cruise passengers who may be setting foot in Alaska for the first time.
And last but not least, I'd like to introduce everyone to our artist demonstrator, Mr. Patrick Lind.
Morning, folks.
Patrick is Aleut Aleutic, a master artist who's working on his craft today in the museum. Please do stop by. Great guy to talk to.
Yes, so that, it is. This is the 18th century style visor.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, this is a replica.
Oh, yes.
But they got the real ones here that actually 17th century, which are the cone-shaped. Now, you're looking at the style here that derived from Kodiak Island. Mm-hmm. This style here, what they call is the open crown.
Oh.
And I use the traditional markings.
Uh-huh.
The flower, the petaloid, we call it a petaloid, represents life.
Uh-huh.
This complete circle, the blue line that goes all the way around, depicts eternity.
I see.
The circle dot represents ancestors of the hunter.
Oh.
Lind is aware of the irony of his presence in the Sheldon Jackson Museum. The totemic art of the Northwest Coast has little in common with Aleutic design. His desk sits right in front of a trio of massive totem poles. Lind was born in Chignik Lake, which, like most of the Aleutians, is almost treeless.
It's amazing that just their simple hand tools, the spears, the atlatl, the wooden bentwood visors, very effective, and they just use the natural surroundings like picking driftwood to build their baidarkas. And that's the thing that gets me is when people say, well, I've been down to the Aleutians, but where do they get their wood to build this stuff? And it's right on the beach. It's driftwood. So
he lives in Homer now and markets his work in Anchorage. He also has a regular gig playing bass in a band called Premium Blend. Despite university-level training, his art is still rooted in his childhood in Chignik Lake, which he says is derived from an Aleutic word meaning windy valley.
Just like the Aleutians, it's beautiful. It's very temperamental. It actually probably has its own personality, so to speak, because of the weather conditions. One day it would be real beautiful and calm, and next it would be real just harsh, you know. So it's so alive. In a way that surrounded by the animals and the birds, and growing up in such atmosphere is wonderful.
Lind says he will remain involved in traditional art in order to pass it on as it was passed to him. He admits that Aleutic artists are relatively rare, but he also knows that culture and art are dynamic, and he continues to push Aleut art in new directions.
What I'll probably end up doing is modern. I mean, look into the modern stage of painting. Maybe kind of take some of the cultural aspects of this, like using the markings, the colors, into like a new modern painting. And I actually got one kind of already in mind. It will be entitled Father Sky, Mother Earth, where the man's face will be in the sky and the female would be wearing her headdress, and the headdress then in turning into part of the landscape turning into all the animals that, I mean, are from the Aleutians, like the salmon, the caribou, the bear, and the killer whale.
Patrick Lind is an Aleutic artist living in Homer. A complete list of artists demonstrating their work this summer at the Sheldon Jackson Museum is available online at the Alaska State Museum website. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
And really go around the world of Alaska.